Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Tanisha Haynes with Occupational Health. Today we are speaking with Dr. Lisa Herman, Assistant Professor in the Department of Neurology, about strokes. Thank you for agreeing to be interviewed.
It's my pleasure.
Great. What happens to the body when someone's having a stroke?
A stroke is when the brain does not receive enough oxygen, and those brain cells or neurons die due to lack of oxygen. And that can happen a couple of different ways. That can happen if there is a clot from one part of the body that goes up to the brain and obstructs blood flow. Or that can happen when small vessels in the brain do not receive enough blood flow because they've closed off due to disease. Also, if a person is having a cardiac arrest or a heart attack and their brain does not receive enough blood flow because the heart is not pumping, that can cause a stroke.
So what are the signs that someone maybe would notice that they're having a stroke or someone else is having a stroke?
First of all, strokes are not painful. And so often people are not as concerned about them as they are with a heart attack. And so usually they have neurologic changes. So that would be weakness of an arm or a leg or the face. So you could see facial droop or not being able to use your limbs as you normally would. It could be absence of sensation, so numbness or loss of vision. It could be loss of speech or garbled speech. Also, if people have double vision, that could be a sign of a stroke.
So if I thought that I was having a stroke or someone that I was with, I thought was having a stroke, what should I do?
So the most important thing that you can do is to call 911. A stroke is an emergency, and people who are treated by EMS receive faster care. And with a stroke, because we're talking about lack of oxygen, the most important thing is to be quick and fast.
Are there any things that maybe would make it more likely that someone would have a stroke, or their risk factors that are associated with having a stroke?
So risk factors of stroke are similar to risk factors of heart disease. So elevated blood pressure, elevated cholesterol, smoking, heavy drinking, or abnormal heart rhythms all can be risk factors for stroke.
Sounds like maybe there are things that you could do to prevent the likelihood of you having a stroke.
Right. So the best thing that we can do is to prevent stroke. A lot of stroke care is all about prevention. And so things that we can do to prevent a stroke are to see your doctor annually to make sure that you don't have risk factors of stroke. In some cases, people may be instructed to take a daily aspirin to prevent stroke. Good control of blood pressure and cholesterol is important in stroke prevention, as well as stopping smoking or not starting smoking, as well as minimizing alcohol use.
Great. Well, thank you so much for all that information. I think that our listeners are definitely ones that would like to have this information for us.
It was my pleasure.
Thanks for listening. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us page on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.